In New York City, 5 of 6 registered voters are Democrats. This year, New York City is studying a plan to eliminate party primaries for electing municipal officials. Nonpartisan or open elections are used in 83 cities, including Los Angeles and Houston. But not surprisingly, New York's powerful Democratic Party is staunchly opposed. Beth Furtick of member station WNYC reports.
The drive to change New York City's election law is being spearheaded by one man, Republican Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Formerly a Democrat, Bloomberg switched parties so he could run for mayor in 2001 because he didn't think he could win the Democratic primary. He was a wealthy businessman with no political experience. Bloomberg won the election after spending $75 million of his own money. Now he wants to make things easier for other candidates like himself who don't have that kind of money or party backing. His solution? Nonpartisan elections.
What nonpartisan elections mean is that a small group of people will not determine who gets into the final round, into the general election. This ends that. It gives everybody in this city a chance to vote for anybody who wants to run and has some kind of qualifications for running.
Bloomberg's idea is to let all candidates run in a single primary, regardless of their parties. The top two vote-getters would go on to the general election, and they'd still be allowed to list their party affiliation on the ballot. But opponents say that's an awful lot to explain to the electorate. Denny Farrell is chairman of the New York State Democratic Party. He notes that polls show most New Yorkers don't want to get rid of party primaries.
It doesn't really help any prime candidates but rich candidates, because what happens is party begins to get diluted, and parties tend to be what carries the image. As you diminish the party's power, what you do is you make money more important than anything else.
Mayor Bloomberg attributes those complaints to a political machine desperate to hold on to its power, and Democrats have already hired a top consultant to organize their opposition. But some opponents believe there is more at stake. John Mollenkopf is a professor of political science at the City University of New York. He's an expert on voting patterns and an admittedly active Democrat. He says doing away with primaries will also weaken the role of minority voters.
The Black and Latino influence within the Democratic Party electorate is just arithmetically far superior to their presence in the electorate as a whole. So partisanship is a way Blacks and Latinos have a good chance of getting their desired nominees on the general election ballot.
Several political scientists also believe nonpartisan elections depress voter turnout. But others say there isn't enough data to draw conclusions. Alan Lichtman is a history professor at American University. He looked at the nation's 100 largest cities over the past decade and found open elections could even help minority candidates.
A greater percentage of cities with nonpartisan election systems have elected minorities to mayorships than cities using partisan elections. And this relationship holds true when holding for the racial composition of cities as well.
Lichtman was hired by a panel Mayor Bloomberg assembled to study nonpartisan elections. A final decision is expected later this summer on whether to put the issue before the voters this November. And if it does go forward, a fierce campaign is expected. But Bloomberg says even if the voters do go for his plan, he shouldn't be the one to benefit. He's proposed no changes until 2009, when he's no longer eligible to run for re-election. For NPR News, I'm Beth Furtick in New York.